Well, hi everybody, how are you? This is JM, Joe Marchesani, welcoming you once again in 2019 to Time Capsule Discoveries. This is not the Time Capsule show. That program is still celebrated on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Train website, but this is a separate program on Tony's Group Harmony website that has as its main theme playing rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony that's high quality, according to Joe, that we didn't play on the original Time Capsule show back in the 60s and 70s. So why did we not play them? Well, it could be we didn't know about them, or it could be they were flip sides that we never turned over. It could be that they were unreleased cuts that came out after the Time Capsule show went off the air. Now, you may be familiar with many of these. It could be that George and Bill and Sal played these after I left the Time Capsule show in 1977. But for me, as far as my record keeping is concerned, I never played these. More about that later. Let's kick it off with one that I never heard about, know nothing about, from 1958 on the Noble label, Jimmy Moore and the Peacocks with Tender Love.
My tender, tender love, the only girl for me. My tender, tender love, as sweet as she can be. She always will be mine, and we will never part. My tender, tender love, she's always in my heart. Her lips are so sweet and tender. I'm gonna make her happy, my sweet little turtle doll. I'll always love her dearly, for she is my tender love. Tender love.
Jimmy Moore and the Peacocks on the Noble label around 1958. Tender Love, an unknown record to me at least, and that's what the theme of the show is, playing records that I believe I did not play, or Tom did not play, during the 60s and 70s on the Time Capsule show on WFUV. Now, there was a time in the mid to late 70s when I wasn't getting all of Tom's shows. I was kind of busy here in Iowa when I moved. And it's possible that Tom played a few of these, but as far as I know, I did not, and I believe he did not either. Well, I'd like to say hi to a number of people, and first of all, hi to Galen Gart, who supplies songs for the show on occasion, to Richard Nelson out in L.A., who was the person that really took the Time Capsule show up a number of levels and made it famous for rare, hard-to-get collector's items, because he loaned us those records in the early years of the show until we could go around the Midwest and the Northeast and get them for ourselves. Hi also to Marv Goldberg, and I get virtually all the research on the well-known records from Marv, and I appreciate it very much because it would take lots of time, and virtually everything he does is perfect. This is unlike me now to play the same group three times in a row, but the last two shows I've played songs by the Serenaders, and I'm going to do another one now. This group really impressed me with the songs that they had that were not released. You know, they were on Chock Full of Hits from Newark, New Jersey, and they also did some things for MGM. And there were a number of unreleased sides that came to light, and one is better than the other. And here's one of those great unreleased Serenader sides that I have not played yet, and I've already played three. So this supposedly is unreleased from the Riverside label, but I'm thinking it's probably that same group that was done for MGM and never released. I am confused as to who are the personnel on this group. Phil Groya supposedly interviewed them, the late Phil Groya, and his book says that the group, the original group from Newark, is George Kerr, Nelson Lamb, Bobby Jones, Victor Kerr, and Howard Curry. But other information from other sources say it's Howard Curry, George Kerr, Sidney Barnes, and Tim Wilson of Tiny Tim and the Hits. And I'm not sure who the lead is on this. I think the lead really makes these songs, not that the background isn't great also. And I looked up some later records by Howard Curry and George Kerr. It just doesn't kind of sound like the same person, so I'm kind of puzzled on this, but makes no difference. Here from the late 50s, early 60s, an unreleased song by the Newark Serenaders called Only Mine.
You'll be, sure you'll be, won't you be only mine? So here we are. Only mine.
Okay, it could be that the lead is George Kerr, but I have no definitive information about that. But I do know that the Serenaders from Newark, and of course there were other groups by that name, just did some terrific things that were not released by MGM or Riverside, and I'm not sure why, because it's high quality, according to me, rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony. This is Time Capsule Discoveries, and I'm going to say hi to a number of people, and I honestly have to say that I've not been in touch with every one of these, and it's quite possible, I hope not, that some have passed on, but these are people who listened to the show back in the old days and joined Jim and Nikki's website again to recreate the shows and are part of the Time Capsule and Time Capsule Discoveries family. Steve Percy does his Time Machine show. I haven't double-checked, but I believe he's still there doing that. Thank you, Steve. There are many great DJs who do this music on a weekly basis and have been doing it for numerous decades, and they've done so much more than Tom and I did. We might have started it, but they've taken it and really run with it. And Steve's one of those. Another one is Jim Santa Barbara with his Wax Museum. And he is still out there bringing in people for interviews and playing the rare sounds on a weekly basis on the net. Hi also to Steve Poggio from Florida. I've been not in touch with Steve. To Lou Alfano and Tom Shaughnessy. So we move on now with one of my favorite groups, the Heartbreakers, and part of the reason is the lead voice of Bobby Evans, who wrote this song. And at this point, I think you probably heard these, but this is an unreleased RCA cut from 1952. It came out on Roadhouse in 1973, so it's possible we played some of these on the Time Capsule show, but I do not have any memory of this one. Of course, that's not saying much at my age. And also, I don't have any documentation in our record lists from the Time Capsule show that we played this. We might have played others on Roadhouse. Don't know about this one. Bobby Evans is the lead. James Ross is the tenor. Lawrence Tate is the baritone. Lawrence Green is another baritone, and George Davis is the bass, and those last two went on to become the Four Dots later on after this. The Heartbreakers, unreleased, RCA, 1952, also on Roadhouse. Hey, Baby.
How could you leave me here to cry?
How could you leave me here to cry?
Ooh. Hey, 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 baby. How could you leave me here to cry? Ooh. When you left me this morning, you didn't even say goodbye. When you came home this morning, I said, baby, where have you been? You just packed all your clothes and went right out again. No, 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 baby, you can't leave me by myself. Don't come back, I won't want nobody else. Thank you. baby, tell her please come home. I've been so lonesome since that gal's been gone. I'll stay right here and cry all night and every day.
Bobby Evans and the Heartbreakers from Washington, D.C., with an unreleased cut for RCA in 1952. And that was called Hey Baby, here on Time Capsule Discoveries. I'm going to look now at two groups named the Highlights, and there are many groups with that name. The first one is a flip of a song we've played many times on the original Time Capsule show. That song was I Found a Love on OK. And the second song we may have played. I know we played a few by the Highlights from Connecticut, but not sure we played this one. So we're going to look at the Highlights, and they are spelled differently. The first record is called Zanzi. It's on the OK label from 1954, the flip of I Found a Love, as I've said. And then we go out to Connecticut. This is from 1962 on the Record Fair label. And Tom and I and Bill probably visited the Record Fair shop in Danbury, Connecticut at some time during the 60s or 70s. So the Highlights were known for covering popular songs. In fact, their album has numerous standards. And this is another one. And this song was made by many groups like the Rivoliers. It's called For Sentimental Reasons. And I got this one from Ange. Thank you, Angelo. So this is the second record by the Connecticut Highlights. That is the second single record. William Tucker is the lead. Eugene Hodge, the first tenor. James Hodge, the second tenor. Alan Gant, the baritone. And Sheldon Highsmith, the bass. And there's some relationship, I'm recalling, between the Highlights and the Tabbies, but what that relationship is, I am no longer sure. So here we go, two songs in a row, both by the Highlights, Zanzi and For Sentimental Reasons. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you know I love you. Ooh, pretty baby, I need you. I really, I love you. Need you all the time. Oh, pretty baby, I want your good loving. Really, I want you. Need you all the time. And when you look so fancy, Zanzi, that's what you are. Mm, really, I love you, need you all the time. Your face is pretty, you're fine and blue. You are just my kind. Romeo was the one you killed. Oh, a lover like me just takes his time, but I love you, darling, really, I want you, need you all the time.
Hey, 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 hey
Now you know I need you so, but darling, I love you. Oh, how I crave your, need you all the time. Ooh, baby, ooh, Zandy, how
Zandy, how I love you.
Enjoyed that set, two groups with the same name, The Highlights from 1954 on the OK label, Uptempo, Zanzi, and then after that from Danbury, Connecticut, about a decade later, 1962, on the Record Fair label, For Sentimental Reasons. Now, I know we played the Highlights from Connecticut doing numerous other songs, but I'm just not sure we played that particular one. Hello to George Lescio, to Suzanne Dreyfus in Arizona, and after this awful winter in the Midwest, I'm ready to go there. To Dean Shapiro, who wrote a wonderful article about the Time Capsule show. Talked to both Tom and I, and Dean's still active down in the New Orleans area, and we do stay in touch. Hi to Artie Ader, and Artie, I believe, is now in Florida enjoying the warm weather. We've already mentioned Jim Santa Barbara, one of the giants on the net, does so much on social media and is a great fan of the music, and also Jim Bakay, who does the Sound of the City, another of those great DJs who've been doing this a long, long time, way longer than Tom and I did. So this is another unusual situation. We played I'll Beg by the Five Emeralds on the Time Capsule show numerous times. And then on Time Capsule Discoveries, maybe the last show or the show before, we played a cover of that, The Bumblebees on Lupine from 1960. So you think you've had enough, but now we are going to play another version, and this is by the Twilighters on the Super label. Now, the story is that this is really a demo by the Five Emeralds before they recorded for SRC. The rumor is also that this came out in the 60s on the Super label, and it was put out by someone who's a very famous collector, and I'm not sure, but the connection in my head is that it has something to do with Sal Mandrone, Sam Wood, and some of those people in that group, but I'm not sure of that. The quality or the fidelity is not very good. And so we're thinking that this is a demo of I'll Beg by the Five Emeralds, and this is actually an early Five Emeralds attempt. Unfortunately, the writer on I'll Beg by the Five Emeralds on SRC and the writer on the Lupine label by the Bumblebees and the writer on this are all three different people, but yet it's the same song. So the Bumblebees retitled it Please Come Home, and that's the title of this one by the Twilighters on the Super label. Came out in the 60s, but was recorded in the early 50s. This should knock you out if you're a fan of great rhythm and blues. The Twilighters with Please Come Home. That's the best version of that song, a demo supposedly done before the SRC recording. The rumor is it has something to do with the Sparrows Quartet. I'm not sure I remember much more than that. Came out in the 60s on the Super label, and it is a demo with subpar fidelity, but it's great, and I'm not sure why we never heard of that. original five Emeralds, if that's who did this, are Norman McLean, the lead singer, Curtis Browder, the first tenor, Johnny Dawson, the second tenor, Duke Miller, the baritone, and George Claybrooks, the bass. So if that is a demo by the five Emeralds that someone got access to, that's the personnel. Okay, hello to Harvey Karp and to Tom Harford. And Tom used to put on the New Jersey parties, but I believe that's moved somewhere else. Keeping the music alive here in 2019. I am still working full-time because in the cold Iowa winters, which go on for not 3 months, but more like five, there's nothing much else to do. I'll be 76 this year, and I'm hoping to do at least one more Time Capsule Discovery show, that is in 2020, to say I went into the next decade. And it's hard finding records that I don't think we played that are high quality. And the older I get, the more critical I get with terms of the standards. And it's not fair to come back and do the same kind of show that Jim Santa Barbara is doing, Jim Baquet, Steve Percy, and others. So I'll do one more at least, and then maybe retire. So we don't play single artists a lot on the program. We have. Obviously, Johnny Ace is in a class by himself. But we've played some songs by Billy Stewart. And I'm not sure why we never played one by Donnie Elbert. But this is really a fun up-tempo record with the old group sound, even though it's not a group. Donnie, I believe, is from Buffalo, New York. This is on the Gateway label from 1964. And it's a fun up-tempo song, Donnie Elbert with Run Little Girl. Elbert on the Gateway label from 1964, a fun up-tempo song, Run Little Girl, a single artist here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Hello to Charlie Horner, who is a giant in the field, puts on shows, has his museum, has a newsletter, and does as much as anyone has ever done to keep the music alive. Charlie was an early listener to the TCS in Philadelphia and took it and ran with it further than anybody else. Hello to another Philadelphian, Carl Tancredi, friend from Philly who has a show. To Frank Bisaccio, who supplied all the early Time Capsule shows to me so that I could send them to Jim and Nikki for the Time Capsule section of the Harmony Train. And oddly enough, out of the blue, I got an email from Bill Conklin in Marlboro, New Jersey, and he said, I'm downsizing, and I came across a whole box of Time Capsule cassettes. Would you like them? And I said, sure. I haven't listened to them yet, but who knows? There may be some more shows that we can figure out how to get you to hear. Pretty critical to make sure they're the high-quality shows, and they have to be quality in terms of the fidelity of them and also the selection of music. We're going to end part one of the program with two of the granddaddy groups, the Clovers and the Larks. Now, this Clover song is from their Poplar LP, 1958. It's called My Mother's Eyes. Billy Mitchell is the lead on this one, and he's a tenor, usually. Buddy Bailey is normally the lead, but is a tenor on this. Harold Lucas is the baritone. Matt McQuater is another tenor. Harold Winley is the bass, and Billy Harris is the guitarist, and this is called My Mother's Eyes. Very nicely done. Then here's Unreleased by the Larks from 1951, from March of that year, and this features Alan Bunn, who is normally the baritone but is the lead on this, Gene Mumford, who's normally the lead but is the tenor on this, David McNeil, the bass, Thurman Roof, the baritone, and Raymond Barnes, the tenor. So a salute to the great classic groups. 1958, The Clovers, My Mother's Eyes. 1951, The Larks, What's the Matter?
Wrong from right, I found in my, oh, my mother's eyes,
my mother's eyes.
Yes, those fairy tales, oh, she told of streets all paved with gold. I found my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering selfish love I found in my mother's eyes.
What's the matter? How can you do this to me? What have I done wrong? What's the matter? Why did you go away? Darling, are you going to stay? With you. No matter where you may wander, no matter what you may do, no matter how long you may stay away, I'll
two of the classic groups, but not with their normal leads. First, the Clovers on the Poplar LP from 1958, My Mother's Eyes, but Billy Mitchell instead of Buddy Bailey, and then unreleased Apollo from March of 1951, Alan Bunn instead of Gene Mumford and the Larks, What's the Matter? This is the end of part one of the 2019 Time Capsule Discoveries program. I hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll consider coming back at some time for part two. More of the same, the best of rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony, according to Joe Marchesani, that's me, and songs primarily that we did not play on the original Time Capsule show in the 60s and 70s for one reason or another. I'd like to thank Bill Price for suggesting some of the songs in part one of the program, and of course, have to thank Tony from the Vocal Group Harmony website for allowing us to come and visit with you on that website once a year. Hope you've enjoyed part one of the program. You can write to me with your comments, and the mailing address is on the website. And I hope that you will find time to listen to and will enjoy part two in the future. So, see you soon, and have a great afternoon. Thank you.